This programming is sponsored by Linscombe Wealth, a wealth management firm partnering with individuals and families dedicated to helping them build, preserve, and manage wealth by creating a customized plan to work toward achieving their goals. More at LinscombeWealth.com.
Welcome to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this week we'll feature performances from Ars Lyrica's New Year's Eve concert from last year, Baroque Razzle Dazzle, featuring works by Telemann, Brescianello, and two of Bach's famous Brandenburg concertos. We'll begin with Georg Philipp Telemann and an overture suite from the 16th century. The different movements in this work are inspired by things like court dances from the time, like menuets, as well as some popular theatrical tropes, like the use of harlequins or jesters. The overture that opens this piece was written in a very distinct French style that was popular at the time with all manner of European composers. Here is Ars Lyrica performing in December of 2018.
Thank you. Thank you.
Georg Philipp Telemann's Overture Suite in C Major, performed by Ars Lyrica at Houston's Hobby Center for the Performing Arts. I'm Joshua Zinn, and you're listening to Encore Houston. Next, we'll go to one of the famous Brandenburg Concertos by Johann Sebastian Bach. This is a collection of six concertos, each of which call for different combinations of instruments. This concerto, the third, features only strings, with three players on each part. Most concertos of the time were written in three movements, but the second movement of this particular piece only really contains a bridge of two slow chords in between the two outer fast movements. Some ensembles, like Ars Lyrica here, interpret this as an opportunity for some soloistic improvisation. Thank you. Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 by J.S. Bach. Performed by Ars Lyrica musicians in 2018, Matthew Durst led the ensemble from the harpsichord. You're listening to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media Classical. Our next concerto is by Italian composer Giuseppe Antonio Brescianello, who actually served significant time as a German court musician. This piece is more like what you might expect from more recent concertos, featuring soloists accompanied by orchestra. In this case, a solo violin and oboe are the most prominent voices, playing in contrast to a string orchestra. Here are Catherine Montoya on oboe and Adam Lamotte on violin, performing with Ars Lyrica.
Thank you.
Ars Lyrica performing the Concerto in G minor by Giuseppe Antonio Brescianello. You heard soloist Catherine Montoya on oboe with Adam Lamott on violin. This is Encore Houston on Houston Public Media Classical. I'm Joshua Zinn. We'll conclude with Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 1. This piece is strikingly different from the third that we heard a moment ago in two major aspects. Firstly, the movement structure is expanded to four movements, which in and of itself is kind of an anomaly for concertos of the time that were usually written with three movements. And secondly, the instrumentation is also much more expansive, adding in wind players to the ensemble that include horns, oboes, and bassoons, giving it an entirely different sound quality. Thank you.
Thank you.
the Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 in F Major by J.S. Bach, performed by Ars Lyrica at Zilke Hall in the Hobby Center in December of 2018. That was part of their New Year's Eve concert, Baroque Razzle Dazzle. The performing arts season in Houston is coming back in full swing this month. Ars Lyrica will have their first concert of the year in just 2 weeks. Their concert, Dancing at the Palais, will be a collaborative performance with the New York Baroque Dance Company, featuring music from the French Baroque. That takes place at the Hobby Center for the Performing Arts on Friday, September 20th at 8 p.m. Go to arslyricahouston.org for more information. The recording engineer for this concert was Ben Doyle, and Mark DiClaudio does the mix for the show. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this has been Encore Houston. Thanks for listening to Houston Public Media.
This programming is sponsored by the UH Health Family Care Center, offering primary care and behavioral health services on the University of Houston campus. Health insurance plans, including Medicare and Medicaid, accepted. New patient appointments and more at 832-UH-CARES.